It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jesse Pierce joins us on the John Shutakola Banker Hotline. Jesse, are you just kind of like enjoying this end of season as we move into summer? Because, look, as much as you love hockey, you enjoy your summertime fun.
I do. I'm a girl that likes to enjoy every season of life, Lake. But summertime in Minnesota, we all know you can't beat it, right?
You can't.
Bikinis in the winter, it goes far better in the summer. You're out on a boat. There's a little less hockey talk. In general, yes, especially because it's so hockey mad right now. This month of March shirts, March Madness on the basketball courts, but the ice, it ain't been too different either.
Do you take time to take the family and go over to Target Field and watch a baseball game or two?
We're more Saints baseball people. I kind of enjoy a good Saints game. The kids are little, so the attention span isn't there, whereas the Saints give you a little bit of those breaks, a little bit of that fun family. Now, I personally prefer it way back in the day when it was a $5 ticket, but it's a nice stadium there in St. Paul. But yeah, we'll usually divvy up the kids and take them one at a time to a game here and there and get out and enjoy a beer and brew at the baseball field too.
I mean, what you got against Minneapolis? I don't get it.
You know, I'm a St. Paul girl. You know this. This is my lot in life.
Yeah, right? But Minneapolis is where the big boys play.
Yeah, do they though? But St. Paul, come on. St. Paul, we have a little fun over there.
Oh, I had to jab you just a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the Minnesota Wild, because some of my friends that are big-time hockey fans, they're really concerned about this squad. And look, I get it. When you're without Kirill Kaprizov, who's such a dynamic hockey star, and you don't have him for the majority of the season, you know that you're not going to be the best version of yourself. But the struggle here down the stretch, and they were playing some good hockey here just a week ago, but now they've got back-to-back losses and where they just can't find the back of the net. What do you make of the current state of Wild hockey with regards to a team that people want to look at and feel like if you get to the postseason, anything goes? But I don't feel like Wild fans feel that way right now.
I mean, you can go back to, though, the beginning of the year where we were all questioning whether they were even going to make postseason play. I mean, this Minnesota Wild team has overexceeded my expectations in particular. I think a lot of the fan base's expectations. They were a bubble team heading in. It's unfortunate that they fell out of the top of the league, the top of the race that they were in, and had asserted themselves at the beginning of the season. But they've fallen into a position that, frankly, I thought they were going to be in anyway. So I kind of always go back to that positioning, like, well, this is what I expected. Now, of course, you couldn't expect the injuries. You couldn't expect the lack of secondary scoring. That's frustrating to watch, right? I don't think it's something that is, you know, certainly long-term for the future of the Minnesota Wild organization. They are going to get that figured out. You are going to get Kirill Kaprizov back. You are going to get Joel Eriksson Ek back at some point. So it's not something that you're looking at this Wild team saying, oh, gosh, the next 3 years are going to be just as bad. That's not the case. Now, the concerning thing about the recent two losses is you look at Dallas, who is a playoff team, who is a contending team, and then you look at the Vegas Golden Knights, who in fact are a potential opponent in the playoffs for the Minnesota Wild, and the way that those two teams kind of manhandled the Wild tells you all you need to know about that first round matchup in the playoffs. So I'd say enjoy it right now while we can. Again, postseason play is in play still right now, which is always nice. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, kind of where I expected them to fall anyway.
The top two wild card spots in the Western Conference are the Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues, correct?
Yes.
All right, so this is the question. Is there any chance that the Minnesota Wild don't make the postseason?
It's very slim, just with the amount of games left. So it's 2 points separates Minnesota and St. Louis from that 1 and 2 spot. If you fall into that second wild card spot, you're looking at facing the Winnipeg Jets, who have been atop of the league all season long in that number one spot year against the Vegas Golden Knights. As I said, I believe the Calgary Flames, last I checked, are 9 points back, which is quite a bit of ground to make up with the shortened time left we have here in the regular season. So I do think their positioning is safe as far as getting into the playoffs, but it's a matter of, are you going to hold that number one spot and face a slightly less dominating team in Vegas, or are you going to fall to number two and have to go against the Goliaths that are the Winnipeg Jets?
All right, the next couple of games at the X, tomorrow against Washington and then Saturday against New Jersey, and then you go to New Jersey on Monday. Over the course of the next two or three games, what do you make of our opportunities against those two teams? Because one of the things that we always are intrigued by is Washington, clearly because of the superstar that they have. How excited are you for that matchup?
I took it personally that he hasn't scored more than enough goals to be only one away. Although, you know what? I don't even care. Like, I want him to score six tomorrow. Do it while he's here. I would love to see it. The man's going to put up three anyway because he's that talented. And this team is not doing too well defending on the power play in particular, which is where Alex Ovechkin's office tends to be over there. I'm super excited to see him. I'm truly bummed. As it got closer for the past like month, I'm like, maybe if he keeps this pace, if he keeps going a goal per game. But then the past couple games, he just got shut down. I mean, gosh, the other night, there were six goals by the Washington Capitals and two assists from Ovechkin, no goals. I was like, what is this? This is a crime against Jesse Pierce. I felt personally hurt.
Attacked. Yeah, you were attacked. Yeah,
I was personally attacked.
Yeah, Ovi, exactly. He attacked you.
Right.
I get it.
So I will have words with him tomorrow at morning skate. But no, I mean, it's what an honor to see him. Hopefully he does get a goal and gets a little bit closer because it's something really exciting to watch. I mean, I think if you're a non-hockey fan, it's hard to recognize, Wayne Gretzky's goals. And his goals record isn't even the most impressive. Gretzky's assists is even more impressive. So, I mean, just to have that long-standing record come down this season is pretty incredible. And Ovechkin to do it after he missed time with a broken leg and at age 40, I believe, or whatever it is. It's incredible. So, yeah, it's a tough opponent then on top of it for Minnesota. And then you've got the New Jersey Devils who are struggling, but they're still working their way into a playoff position. So, I mean, really every game from here on out is going to be hard because Minnesota, because they're lacking that scoring, that offense, they're playing the heavy defensive game. And that's an exhausting game to play, even more exhausting when you're having to double shift some of your best players because your other guys aren't exactly up to the par. So, I mean, it's going to be a very tiresome time.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
for the Minnesota Wild, which again is another hindrance as they get into that postseason play too.
Yeah, we're talking to Jesse Pearson, the Bar Down Beauties podcast here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And one of the things that we always hear about, and it's fueled by ESPN and other networks, we hear about, you know, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. We hear about Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, all these different, you know, debates about the GOATs and stuff like that. With Alex Ovechkin, where does Jesse Pearce rank him in terms of the greats?
Now, I got to go back to the first time I ever got Facebook, and you're able to put in your religion, right?
So okay.
Circa 2006, right? My religion.
Wait, Facebook started in 2006?
Yeah, I think so. That's when I was able to get it.
Okay.
So it was because you had to have a college ID when I was around, right? You had to have your college ID. So
you're such a, young pup. She's such a young pup.
I plugged her in. It was great. My religion to this day is still Ovechkinism. I love that man. Like, I have followed him since that. I used to watch his
YouTube. Wait, over the great one?
Oh, be the great one. Ovechkinism. That's my religion.
Oh, wow.
He's just such a fun player to watch, right? Like, he's so electric. Now, as it comes into comparison with Wayne Gretzky, and I'd say the same thing about LeBron and Michael, they're all really good players. Why does it have to be one or the other? The way that they play the game, the timings that they play the game, it's hard to argue that, you know, this one's better than that one because it's just, it's a different style of play. Hockey's no different, right? That Wayne Gretzky played in a very different era. Now, Wayne Gretzky, I think, still will hold that title just for all that he has done for the game of hockey. But Ovechkin's done that in his own right, too. He's made it exciting. He's shown that superstar players can be skilled and elite and score goals and also be hitters and physical and just kind of be these big-bodied mans. And, I mean, Ovechkin still has the greatest line in history of winning a Stanley Cup. He goes, "We don't suck anymore," and, like, you know, announced that while very intoxicated at the Stanley Cup parade, which is another thing that I don't know you would have seen Wayne Gretzky doing necessarily. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to that, Gretzky will always be the one. But I mean, Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard, possibly, they're all in that conversation in different ways.
Any health updates that we should be aware of with the Minnesota Wild?
Should we run down the laundry list? Let's see. We got Kirill Kaprizov, who is supposedly getting very, very, very close to skating on the ice. Now, that is just the first step in his return. I would not be surprised if you possibly see him on that road trip out to New York, or stays back and comes back after that road trip to New York. That is, again, just a complete guess, because if we have to wait till he gets on the ice, starts moving around before you talk game action. Same with Joel-Erik Snegg. It sounds like he is getting very, very, very close to stepping on the ice for the first time. Again, that's that first step. Jonas Brodin obviously missed Monday's game. He did play against the Vegas Golden Knights. I expect him to play against Washington. I think the only questions will be on those back-to-backs, because I asked John Hines, is Brodin 100% then? And they said, yes, kind of, sort of, right? I think it's just a load management for him. I don't think he will be fully healthy this year, but he's going to play as much as he can. Declan Chisholm, he was injured in Monday's game with a lower body injury. I don't anticipate seeing him, but he is technically listed as day-to-day. And Marcus Foligno, upper body injury, which I am being told is a hand injury. He is day-to-day. I have heard that he has been skating, so he could be potential for Washington. Maybe safer to go on Saturday, New Jersey. So long end of it is, they tell us nothing, Lake, as much as I try. But those guys are all technically day-to-day, which is super fun.
Awesome. Great stuff, Jesse. And I always love ending off the interview with this.
A Lake Show, baby.
Yes. Yes.
What a gem she is, huh?
I know she is. Thank you, Avery. Hey, thank you, Jesse.
No problem, H. We'll talk to you.
All right, that's Jesse Pearson. The Bar Down Beauties podcast also does fine work for NHL.com, joining us here on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.